you're listening. Okay. Before we begin our regular learning, I'd like to perhaps continue from Rabbi Blass's speech from this morning. You know, everyone heard the shocking news this morning of what happened in Eretz Yisrael. And like people were saying, Rabbi Goldberg and others, you know, you hear that it happens some different places, but here, Mamish, in the heart of, you know, in Yerushalayim, in the shul, as Rabbi Goldberg was saying this morning, it's, you know, this, you know, it's even more shocking. Even more shocking. And you know, and beyond words, what could be said about such a travesty? I mean, first, you know, Rabbi Moshe Tversky was a person who was connected specifically to our yeshiva. He learned here. He was the Rav's grandson. He's Rabbi Tversky's brother. He was a massive Talmud Chacham, Yirei Shamayim. And that on its own is a tremendous avelus. This is, you know, every Talmud Chacham that is lost from Klal Yisrael is a massive, as one of the Maspidim said from Rabbi Borman, you know, every Talmud Chacham, as someone said this summer at the Levaya from Rabbi Borman, Zatzal, every Talmud Chacham is a unique thing. Never say Klal Yisrael is enough Talmidei Chacham. Every Talmud Chacham is a unique thing. It's a unique thing. And every Talmud Chacham that's lost from Klal Yisrael, as was said at the Levaya of Rabbi Warman this summer, is one of the Rabbanim from Queens said over, is a unique loss. And that's beyond calculation of what that loss is. But even without the aspect of Talmud Chacham, any human being that's killed, especially from Klal Yisrael, or even any human being, you know, the Chasam Sofer says one very important thing, and this is the biggest yisod, and that's the following. In Judaism, we have a lot of different stages of holiness. A Sefer Torah is holy, Shabbos is holy, Yom Kippur is holy, but the holiest thing that we have beyond the Sefer Torah is the Kedusha Sachayim, is the Kedusha of life. That's beyond all the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kadoshim, of anything that we have in Judaism, is Kedusha Sachayim. Is that, as Rav Shechter once spoke about it, the Kedusha Sachayim. And that's why the Chasam Sofer says, we know the halacha is, that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Torah is holy, but human beings are more holy. The life of a human being is more holy. No matter Talmud Chacham, not Talmud Chacham, the life of a human being. And individuals that come and take away that Kedusha, that's a tremendous zilzul in Kedusha Sachayim. And there's nothing to be said for the loss of these individuals to Klal Yisrael, to their families. It's beyond comprehension. Our lesson has to be that we have to strengthen our chashivas of Kedusha Sachayim. Meaning, the way we speak to people, the way we treat people, every individual that we encounter has tremendous kedusha. It's like when you see a Sefer Torah, it's kodesh. So when we see a human being, when we interact with our friends, with our chaverim, with anybody, we're dealing with something that's kodesh, and it therefore behooves us to act with utmost respect to our fellow Jew, our fellow human being. Because that's what it's all about. All the shiurim and all the learning, it all zeroes into this nakuda. to make us individuals who makir what Kedusha is. And the highest level of Kedusha is the Kedusha Sachayim, of the Kedusha of human life. And that Kedusha was violated by this massacre or any terrorist attack that happens. But the most recent thing that was something that, you know, is somebody who's part of the community here, who's part of this our community, but it doesn't matter. That makes it even closer to home. But even someone, wherever they're from, has Kedusha Sachayim, and that has to be mechazik ourselves. And, you know, to respect, to show respect to every single individual. Of course, again, the fact that one of the individuals was a massive Talmud Chacham just exacerbates the issue. But any individual, even not a Talmud Chacham, requires that respect because they have Kedusha Sachayim. And that's what we have to make sure that we heighten this sensitivity, because these individuals, these terrorists, were individuals who took Kedusha Sachayim and just threw it in the garbage. Had no reverence to Kedusha Sachayim, even their own lives. It's meaningless. You know, terrorists. And that's something that's the opposite of everything, every letter in Chumash, every letter in Gemara, everything that we've learned, everything is the zilzal of Kedusha Sachayim, is the antithesis of everything we believe in. And that's, we always have to strengthen that. Strengthen the idea, the sensitivity that we have for the life of every single individual that we come across in our lives. And Be'ez Hashem, that should bring Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, in all the world. Because unfortunately we're living in a world where there are people who don't have any regard. It's, you know, any regard for Kedusha Sachayim. And that's something that we have to make sure that we're always sensitive to. And keep on continuing to understand that chashivas, as the Chasam Sofer writes, that's the highest Kedusha, higher than Yom Kippur, higher than the Kodesh Kodoshim, higher than Shabbos, is the Kedusha of Kedusha Sachayim, as Rav Shechter once mentioned. The Kedusha Sachayim is something that's so important to Klal Yisrael. And that's what we have to take that away. And we have to value the Kedusha Sachayim of our own lives to make sure that we're spending our lives properly, not wasting time, you know, doing things that are productive. Whatever. There's learning, there can be things outside of learning that are productive also, but to make sure we're using our time in the most productive way possible. And that also adds to the Kedusha Sachayim of our own lives. And that can be done through learning, that can be done through chesed, that can be done through schmoozing with a friend, whatever, a lot of different things, making a phone call to somebody, give him chizuk, you know, small things in life add to this Kedusha Sachayim that we have to be sensitive about. And so I just wanted to say these words before we begin, and because I think it's so significant and so important.